You're listening to SBS News.
Having showed off the government house heard to visiting European diplomats, it's the less photogenic side of this multi-million dollar industry some in Brussels have in their sights. Anja Hazekamp is the president of the European Parliament's Intergroup for Animal Welfare.
It's amazing how many kangaroos are shot in Australia, and despite being the Australian icon. And the second thing was that Europe plays an important role in that because we are the main importer of kangaroo products in the world.
Members of the Intergroup for Animal Welfare are threatening to block a long-awaited free trade agreement with Australia.
When you realise that the kangaroo hunting is a really cruel industry with a lot of animal welfare issues, the hunting takes place in the night, far away from scrutiny or enforcement, and it is difficult to kill instantly these animals while they are running and when it's dark. And there's also the problem of the joeys that are abandoned and left in the field or killed. It's such a cruel industry, and I think Europe should ban the import of kangaroo products.
The EU is the industry's largest export market, with $50 million of meat, skin and leather shipped to the single market every year. Australian diplomats are moving to ease concerns about sustainability and hygiene. Joanna Granger is part of Australia's mission to the European Union.
There's been no adverse effect on the long-term kangaroo population have been identified, and that's after more than 30 years of a commercial kangaroo management. Australia's kangaroo industry meets the EU's stringent food safety and animal welfare requirements.
National Senator Bridget McKenzie is also keen to promote the industry.
It is a fabulous meat. Our Indigenous Australians have been enjoying it for tens of thousands of years, and I'd encourage everybody to get a kangaroo burger as soon as they can.
Europe's new Trade Commissioner Valdis Dombrovskis is facing growing pressure to impose stricter sustainability and welfare standards in free trade deals, including with Australia.
We need to stay vigilant, and we need to ensure that EU standards are upheld, and we will be very strict in this area.
Agricultural exports are particularly sensitive. Despite maintaining a trade surplus, some EU nations are worried increased competition could harm their domestic markets, as Anja Hazekamp explains.
If we allow products to enter our market that are produced under less strict circumstances as we have here in Europe, then it's not fair, and it's unfair competition for our European farmers. And the European Parliament is not afraid to block trade agreements if necessary.
After nine rounds of negotiations, Australian officials remain optimistic a deal can be finalised late next year. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.